It's 6 o'clock on a wet August morning. This is the fourth washout summer in a row. As a younger man, I used to find inspiration in miserable weather like this, possibly because back then I liked to be out and about and the rain kept me in, with nothing to do but roam the landscapes of my imagination. Not so these days. The imagination is still there. My head's chock full of tales, overflowing with cliffhanger scenes, packed with sparkling dialogue. But the rain seems to dull my desire to put pen to paper, or fingers to keyboard. Greg's home from his holiday. Pretty soon he'll be firing up the main engines on Big Bad Media, and it won't be long before we're steaming ahead under the thrust of pre-publication warp drive. If you're listening, buddy, Voices still needs another read-through from my end, plus whatever input you may have. Beyond Voices, there are other projects bubbling away under the surface, each one trying to fight its way out of my consciousness and onto the screen, and much of the work, particularly on Voices, needs to be done over the next couple of weeks. But I'm in the doldrums. I'm finding it hard to muster the energy. My get-up-and-go has got up and gone. You see, even my gags are old and stale. When you work for an employer, finding the spark of motivation is easy. He says, do it or you're fired, and you do it. But when you work alone, at home, tucked away in that corner of the room designated your office, there is no one to threaten you, other than the missus, and threats from her are easy to ignore. She never means them any more than I mean it when I threaten to cut her off at the credit cards. It's all in there somewhere. Deep down, beneath the indolence and ennui, the fires are stoked and they need only to be lit. But every time I strike the match, the rain puts it out.